Praise the Lord. Welcome to Insight Day 3. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, in this test, we have A part and B part. The A said, so then faith cometh by hearing. Which means you can have faith in anything once it come by hearing. If a man is raised in a natural positive environment where all what he hears per time over the years are positive words, even in difficulties, positive words, it is still faith. You will discover that such a man will develop faith life that he can conquer and subdue things. Because such man is a man of Romans 10 verse 17a. Through hearing things in life, certain faith had been built. Praise the Lord. So if I'm used and raised up in a family that all what my mommy and daddy says are positive things, how they do overcome situations, how they succeed in things, that no matter how the challenges is, they follow being succeed. If I grew up in that environment and yeah, my parents exchange words, I will build up faith in that regard. As far it is by hearing, faith will come. But when a time comes that man of the above, part A, faith, is being visited by the princes of this world, it is then that such man would know that the first part can't go far. But the strength and the power is in the parts, in the B part, which is what? And hearing the word of God. So then, faith cometh by hearing. So if you are disposed to hearing of things that are good and positive, your faith will be built up. But that is not the faith of God. I can say that is faith of life. That is faith of this world. And don't forget, they are king, they are princes of this world. When they come to check you out and they see that only what you have is faith coming by hearing, not the word of God, you won't be able to stand. Money, accomplishment, degree, your jobs, all can give you certain level of faith. But the better is the faith in God. As you acquire all these earthly accomplishments, let your faith in God be intact. You can have faith in life. You can have faith in things. You can have faith in situation, but until you have the faith of God, that is when your life will be balanced. It is the faith of God that moves mountain. It is the faith of God that breaks yokes. It is the faith of God that bring down limitation. It is the faith of God that lift up a man. But the faith of this world won't last. Because what? The God of this world at a certain time will come visiting. And if the faith of God is not in you, you'll be found wanting. So, Romans 10 verse 17 made us understand that there are two faiths. Once it is by hearing. Once you hear it to your ear, it is faith. But the best one is hearing the word of God. Praise the Lord. The word is God. The word is Christ. The word is the Spirit of God. And by that word, this earth was framed. By that word, king came and ruled. By that word, prophets came and prophesied. By that word, kingdom were subdued. Praise the Lord. So if you are still currently in the A part of faith, just by hearing anything, move closer and move. Hearing the word of God, it brings faith. And faith is what, the faith of God is what makes you to journey with God and enjoy God better. Praise the Lord. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.